It is about a month since Comcast and NBC Universal merged on January 29th. Comcast now controls the NBC broadcast network, numerous cable channels, 24 local NBC and Telemundo stations, movie studios including Universal Pictures, online video portals including Hulu, and the physical network, the conduits that distributes all this content. With the ability to control both multimedia content and the distribution network to the American consumer, Comcast could charge a premium price to its customers. In addition, Comcast could charge more to customers of other distribution networks through the higher prices that those networks will be forced to pay for NBC Universal content. As one of the biggest high-speed internet providers, this potential monopoly has major implications for the future of content on the internet and sets the stage for Comcast to turn the internet into the next cable television. This is troubling as Americans increasingly turn to the internet as their primary source of entertainment and information. With control of both the content and the physical means for distribution, Comcast can speed the delivery of NBC content over the Comcast Internet Distribution Network while slowing or even blocking competitors' content. Due to these concerns, both the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Justice had to approve the Comcast-NBC Universal merger before it was allowed to go through. Both agencies approved the merger but imposed extensive limitations on Comcast for the next 7 years. Among the limitations, Comcast must provide NBC content to other cable and satellite providers at a reasonable cost to promote competition. It cannot favor its own channels in its cable packages and allow Comcast subscribers access to content from other media providers. And it cannot exercise any control on Hulu's board of directors or withhold any programming from Hulu. While 7 years is an unusually long time for restrictions to be imposed, after that time, Comcast will not be bound. That said, 7 years from now, the situation may not be as dire as critics of this merger imagine. First of all, 7 years is a long time in the media world. Facebook and Twitter, now staples for many, did not exist 7 years ago. Additionally, perhaps the Comcast-NBC Universal merger is the first step to similar deals between other conduit and content providers, thus simply changing the face of competition to conduit and content company groupings may not necessarily threaten competition, only rearrange it. It'll certainly be interesting to watch what conduit and content companies like Verizon, AT&T, Time Warner, and Disney do in response to this merger. Such pairings and regrouping has occurred in other industries. For example, Monsanto, an agricultural biotech company which produced the fertilizer Roundup, merged with Agricetus, a company that created Roundup-resistant seeds. In order to compete, other chemical fertilizer companies began pairing with other companies responsible for creating fertilizer-resistant seeds. Perhaps the Comcast-NBC Universal merger is the start of a transformation of the media industry where competition will still be robust, but among conduit content provider pairings. With vigorous competition, pricing and content availability concerns may be moot. Perhaps we're on the brink of a brave new world of media. We will surely find out in 7 years when the restrictions to the Comcast-NBC Universal merger are removed. I'm Jay Kaysen.